Welcome back to Heja Framtiden podcast on the future. My name is Christian von Essen. I'm recording here today from the Tech Arena in Stockholm. I'm standing here with Xenia Lenarczak. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Co-founder and CEO of a company called Sly. Please enlighten us. What is Sly? What do you do?
So we offer wildfire monitoring as a service solution at Sly. So we come in at the detection and risk assessment of wildfires. So to be clear, we don't do prevention, we don't do response. We come in at the stage where prevention doesn't work out as planned. There is still an accident of sorts that leads to this first spark, first ignition. And we solve for time and space in detecting fires very, very quickly. And everywhere, meaning over very vast areas that include very remote areas, potentially.
And how does it work?
So it's a platform that is enabled by sensors. So the first step, of course, is detection. This is how we detect fires everywhere very quickly, is using our gas-based sensors. Simplistically, you can think about them as artificial noses. So we classify chemical changes in the air, which is how we're able to detect literally smoke. So before even a human eye or a camera or whatever device can see flames, we can already sense that there's been this first sort of incipient fire that's breaking out. Sensors are incredibly energy efficient. They run only on solar panel. They do not use batteries. Once installed in field, and they're installed directly on trees, they can stay there for 10 years without any maintenance. So that's the first part of the solution. And then, of course, we have our platform, the software component, which is how our clients and users get ignition alerts. But then again, we don't stop there, because simply detecting fires doesn't necessarily make as much difference, because the theory there is that not every single fire, not every ignition will necessarily spread. And using sort of big data and multi-factor AI models, we're able to predict with very high level of accuracy which ignitions are most likely to spread. We share those insights with our clients and users such that response is enabled to contain fires that would otherwise become most dangerous, potentially catastrophic.
Amazing. And how big is this problem, would you say? Wildfires.
Well, it's huge, and I don't mean to laugh, but unfortunately it is growing in urgency. It's a relatively newer problem in a sense that, of course, fires have always been part of the natural cycle. It's healthy for forests, for nature to burn effectively periodically. Now, what's a little bit different is, because of climate change, there's this unfortunate reality of a negative feedback loop between climate change and wildfires. And what we mean by that is, as climate is changing, of course, we have hotter, drier seasons, which in turn result in more frequent, more powerful wildfires that in turn release CO2 emissions. And wildfires are one of the most significant CO2 emitters out there, more than all means of transport combined, actually. So all cars, airplanes, etc., together generate less CO2 emissions compared to wildfires. So point being is that with those additional CO2 gases going into the air, climate change is further exacerbated. So it's this sort of vicious cycle that, again, is not going to be very easy to break. To be clear, we're not claiming that it will take just Sly to solve the entirety of the problem. It will require an effort across public and private organizations. It will require different types of technologies sort of put together and deployed in field. What we're doing is we're building a solution that is amazing, that is superior to other sort of providers of sensor-based detection technologies, and that's what we're bringing to the market now.
You did a pitch on stage here, no?
I did, yep.
And what brings you to the Tech Arena in Stockholm? You're based in, Italy?
Well, so we're a young company. We're less than a year old. So I'm a first-time founder. So I'm making my rounds, I guess, my due diligence on the conference environment in the technology world, in the startup world. This is my first time in Stockholm. I did attend, I guess, your competitor conference Slush in Helsinki in November, and was an incredible event. So I figured I'd come here, check it out. And I guess thanks to the organizers, I was accepted to the pitch competition. That was the additional motivator to actually make the trip.
Wow. And so who are your clients? Are there municipalities and governments, or also private landowners?
Very good question. So those two are two of the sort of verticals that we have already identified and we are selling into. Now, to be clear, sort of from government perspective, specifically, while those types of organizations or bodies, such as, I don't know, civil protection units, firefighters, whatever they're called in different regions, while they are users of our technology, we sell not directly to them, but to their service providers. So the best example is perhaps a systems integrator or some sort of IT, I don't know, services consultant that is already servicing those types of organizations. So we would sell into them, and then end users would be public authorities. Private landowners are also very interested in our solution, but to make it a scalable sort of endeavor from our perspective, we similarly sell into their service provider where the best example is actually in Northern California. We're partnered with an organization that already has a couple hundred ranch and vineyard operators in Sonoma, Napa Valley, so sort of very highly valuable lands that are unfortunately a very high risk of fires. So we're partnered with that organization, so we sell into them and then they sort of distribute effectively our product. And then the third vertical, which is a bit of a longer sales cycle, but frankly probably represents the largest market opportunity for us, is electric utilities. And that's particularly in North America, because their sort of market is very mature in a sense that unfortunately there has been a couple of cases in the very recent past where some of the most devastating fires in America were caused by an electric line contact with vegetation. You know, so all of these utility providers these days are starting to deploy all sorts of technologies, both for prevention of fires, which again is the number one step that we, of course, ourselves advocate for. But then once prevention sort of doesn't work out as planned, the next best thing to do is to be able to detect all those fires such that they can be contained in time before spreading, which is where we come in. So point being is that electric utility sector is probably largest opportunity for us in terms of market size, readiness to spend significant dollars, again, particularly in North America.
Wow. So how did you come up with the idea initially?
Well, we had a fire of our own.
Usually how it starts.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes, there is a bit of a personal tragic story. But so we are originally... So two of the three founders are originally from Canada. So when we moved to southern Italy about 3 years ago now, we had a large fire on our agricultural land. And we started looking at available solutions in the market, and there wasn't really anything suitable for us, because at least back then, there are camera-based solutions, drones, but again, cameras tend to be very expensive, undoubtedly effective, but we couldn't afford to put several tens of thousand dollar kind of value cameras. So we started playing with our own sensor devices that we did build literally for our own use at home. Wasn't supposed to be a business. We were very gainfully employed in big corporations. And then a couple of things, I guess, one thing led to another, how it usually is, and made a decision about a year ago to leave those jobs and dedicate ourselves full-time to making an impact.
Amazing. I usually ask, what is your best tip for making the world a better place in the future?
Best tip to making world a better place. Okay, well, this has nothing to do with anything we just talked about, but I say make children. I have three, and I always advocate, everybody, especially of, my generation, this generation, I don't even know what we're called anymore, is have children. They're amazing.
Yeah, especially if you live in Sweden or Italy, where the birth rates are extremely low nowadays.
Yeah, and it's hard. It is difficult, undoubtedly difficult for folks of our generation, for various sort of economic considerations and how society operates, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I have three also. Right, and what's the website? Sly?
Sly.eco, sly.eco. Our website sucks. It sucks, by the way, but it's going to be relaunched soon.
Okay, so if you're a forest owner in Sweden, you can actually contact you and implement your system.
Yeah, 100%. So we literally just finalized our commercial product design. We're starting to manufacture at larger scale in the next 2 weeks. We do have already sort of a lineup of additional pilots and proof of concept deployments. sort of for the next couple of months, but we're of course always looking for new deployment opportunities, particularly new geographies. We haven't done anything in the Nordics, and being here I learned that it is starting to be, unfortunately, again a bit of a problem here as well, so we're certainly happy to work with new potential clients.
Wonderful. Thank you, Xenia, so much for joining Heja Framtiden.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for having me.
recording here live. Recording here from the Tech Arena in Stockholm. My name is Christian von Essen. Check out hejaframtiden.se for more information about the podcast and my other projects. Thank you so much for listening.